بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
You're living at a time of extremism, a time of revolution, a time when there's got to be a change. People in power have misused it, and now there has to be a change, and a better world has to be built, and the only way it's going to be built is with extreme methods. And I, for one, will join in with anyone. Don't care what color you are, as long as you want to change this miserable condition that exists on this earth. Thank you.
Wow, y'all fake.
I like that.
Let's yo. Ecstatic. Classic. Yo. Super magic, black origin, crush me out of dopeness. Death me out of dopeness. Get another opus. Knock off your set, Brooklyn. We keep them open.
The heavens expand, the stars advance, fill up Boogeyman.
Mold your hand, healing power like bang. Snap, I refute these snitches. We know the truth, you can't confuse me, bitches. Great name, greater than all your riches. Y'all John Tate, Taco Bay, that's the business. Repeat, I rebuke these snitches. We know the truth, you can't confuse me, bitches. Strong magic that busts all you with the Cherokee chief. Rock a bunch of rocket, no stopping, let's get it. Yeah. You're now rocking with the devil. You make me feel so real. Super magic, black origin, crush me out of dopeness. Step me out of dopeness, get another open. Lock off yourself, Brooklyn, we keep them open. Again, super magic, black origin, crush me out of dopeness. Step me out of dopeness, get another open. Lock off yourself, come close and get them open. Keep it here, let it go.
The heavens expand, the stars expand, fill up Boogeyman.
Nice.
All right, what up, everybody? As always, we back with the podcast co-host. Cap Morgan's been replaced this week. Well, he's here.
He can never be replaced.
Yeah, I know. He's here, but shit. Right now, I'm drinking Sam Adams Oktoberfest. It is October. And if you hear that familiar voice, that is my brother. We got him out of the booth. He's on mic because he's the only guy who can help me with this. As always, email me your questions, comments, and blah, blah, blah at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking. justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Now, we may be distracted a little bit because we are in the middle of an LFL game.
I love this game too.
I like watching it, but it's hard to watch it and do the podcast because you watch some bad shit happens and then you just, I don't know, whoever thought of this game was beautiful. You took eights and nines who could actually play football and it's great. It's great.
It's beautiful.
You could talk, say hi. I'm sorry. Say as always, my brother is on the mic. Say hi to everybody.
Hello out there in Radio Land. How's everything going? I'm being nice right now, but right before we tear up the spot.
Stop being nice. You know. Stop being nice. Just be real. Just be real.
Hey. I gotta give the people a warning. You know, every time we listen to the podcast with you on it, it just pretty much turns into just a rant fest. So we just
want to
give the people the callers again. We're just gonna let them know. Just talking with Sam.
And it is going to be a rant fest because I'm glad this is why he's actually on the mic, because me and my brother both like Chinese food. We black. We like it.
Everybody likes Chinese food.
But I have to quit.
But see, with Chinese people, it would just
be food for Chinese.
Yes.
All right.
That's it.
And right now, my brother can help me out with this. We go to a spot. His favorite spot is Mongolian barbecue.
Gotta love it.
My favorite spot, shit, I'm finna shit on them because I don't like them no more. Their food is good. Alright, finna shit on them. My place is Takey Audi number 2. That's the name of it. I didn't make it. It's called Takey Audi number 2. There is no number 1. It's just Takey Audi number 2. There is no one.
Well, I just wanna let you know that with a restaurant named Takey Audi, hey. Pretty much figured that something was going to go wrong.
No, you know what? Fuck them. Fuck that. I'm done with Asians. Well, not all Asians. Just, okay, here's my beef. These motherfuckers, like, the Jews get a bad rap for being cheap. They okay. do.
Okay.
But Asians, especially Asian business owners, are just cheap as shit. And the shit, there's no, and for a fucking community that push loyalty, I show up their ass at least once a week. Take Yowdy. I know his name. His name is fucking Leonard. He treat me like I'm the first, like I've never been there before. So every time.
So let me get this straight. Uh-huh. You have a Chinese restaurant owner or patron whose name is Leonard.
It's Leonard.
Okay. I can pretty much guarantee that his name really isn't Leonard.
I let that shit slide. I let a lot of shit slide when it come down to the Chinese food. But what really got me this week, I go there, I order my General Tao chicken. I like my shit spicy. And he bitched a fit for 25 cents for extra duck sauce. And was fucking serious! I'm there every week, man.
So let me get this straight.
Over a quarter, dog.
You're getting upset over the money part of it, but you're basically going off on all Asian people because...
Not all Asians.
Well, that's not the way you're putting Asian. It. That's
no,
the,
hold
hey,
on.
That's
my
the way you're
my point
it
is, it's like this.
General
the level,
Tao covered a lot of bases. That's
well, that's
the
name of the chicken. I didn't name the shit. But well, what I'm saying is, when you get that loyalty... I come there every week. How about an extra little, hey, thanks for showing up. They have no fucking humor. I'm trying to talk to him like a fucking person. And he does this shit that bothers me. Like, I say, God damn, she got hit. Sorry, folks. We watching the LFL and we get distracted. Sorry.
So basically, this week, you're going off on Asian people.
Not all Asian peace. Not all, just...
You're going off
just
on,
these Asians.
Hey, I just want to clarify
just
some things.
Just these Asians. And like, it ain't the shit about the quarter. I give him a quarter, but he was so adamant about it. So like what I did, I reached in my ashtray. And just to see how fucking serious he is, just kind of shit on him a little bit more, I took all the pennies out of my ashtray. And I just put it in. It had to be over 30 cent worth of pennies in that ashtray.
Okay, that's false.
And he sat fucking counted each one.
Okay, let me get this straight. You go to a restaurant, you order some food.
Yes.
Okay, you ask for something extra.
It's not free.
Then you turn around and
no, duck sauce is free.
You're attacking all Asian people you're objectifying women on... The LFL.
It's not objectifying.
For all of the women out there who don't want to be objectified all of my angry Asian people who are
it's
upset,
not all
just
Asians.
Remember that it is just talking with Sam
at gmail.com.
I'm
just saying, look,
just talking
with
Sam.
I'm just saying.
No G.
It's talking.
At gmail.com.
All I'm saying is,
send all your complaints.
The shitty Asians that run that place.
Okay, let me get this straight.
Just now, them. Not all Asians.
Now they're shitty Asians.
Yeah, shitty Asians.
Okay.
Who does this? The level of loyalty. If I show up to your shop.
Okay.
You own a restaurant.
Well, I can tell you what. I'm not going to give you free fucking duck sauce.
I'm not asking you for... It was free last week, but it's not free now.
Cost of living.
Okay. I give you that. Okay. If the economy is so fucked up, if I show up at your place every day, or excuse me, in my case, every week, I go to Takeyowdy. Number two. Take you out of number two every day. I know the people who work there. I know them by name. We sit, we chit chat while you make my food. It's just the shit that you do. It's just so robotic. There's no loyalty. You know what I mean? There's a level of loyalty. If I show up, if you keep showing up to a restaurant, every so often, I'll throw you some free shit. I just would. This is just how business owner. Thank you for supporting me. Here go. X amount of this. But to get at me over a pack of fucking duck sauce, and I gave you pennies to even hold you even more, to let you know how shitty you're acting to me, you sat there and you fucking counted each one. Jesus! I couldn't do it no more, man. I'm done with it. If I knew how to make my own beef and broccoli, I wouldn't fucking show up at all.
You gotta get your money somehow.
If I knew how to make my own fucking beef and broccoli, I would not show up.
Let me tell you something. The cost of business is the cost of business. 25 cents is 25 cents, regardless of what you say. Duck sauce isn't free money.
That's bullshit. Okay. Okay. So you've had excellent service. Oh, where do you go?
Yeah, I go to Mongolian Barbecue.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about Mongolian Barbecue.
It's just fucking awesome. That's just what it is.
Well, we get
anything
it.
That
I'm talking
eat.
About the service.
The service is pretty much exactly what you would want. You go in, they seat you, they bring you a soda, and they leave you alone.
That is, that shit didn't happen when I was there.
Hey,
I had to go find him to get me a pop.
Well, here's the thing. You didn't have the right people because every single time that I go, I get my soda.
Okay,
I don't see them until it's time to pay.
Okay. Tell me about the last time you went.
Last time I went, it was pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
I walked in, me and my wife, we went and had our seat. She put down, you know, the coasters, gave us,
asked
us what we wanted to drink. And she said, go enjoy yourself. And we went and got our food.
We come back, and
the soda just magically appeared.
Okay, all right, granted.
And I don't see her until it's time to pay.
Okay, all right. Granted, you get excellent service.
Excellent service.
So let me break this shit down. Let me go back to the wife part. I just, for my own edification, this has nothing to do with the story whatsoever.
Sure.
It's something I've been kind of chewing on. When you order food at any restaurant, you know what you want by the time you get there, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you have the same shit my soon-to-be wife have where when you look at the menu, it's like taking a fucking SATs where you take 25 minutes to answer what you want to eat? So what they do, they look at you and they ask you what you're getting so they know to get something similar to what you're getting. And then end up eating off your shit, sort of like the Kevin Hart thing we watched.
Well, I'm pretty much going to break it down for you like that.
All right.
You know, I've understood over the years of a long, 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 long.
I'm just saying, just know what the fuck you want.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Long, 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 long marriage. That.
Okay.
It tastes better coming off your plate.
So regardless of whatever
regardless,
I order.
We can order exactly the same fucking thing. And guess what? It's still going to taste better coming off your plate.
Okay. But you didn't have to deal with shitty Asians, did you?
No, but that's the whole thing. Is I did deal with Asians, but like I said...
Your Asians are good.
Hey, my Asians are all good. I'm going to...
Your Asians... I'm going to throw
out a shameless plug, Mongolian Barbecue.
God damn it.
They leave you alone. Excellent service.
So pretty much fuck takeyouty number
yeah,
two.
Pretty much. Takeyouty number two. Well, you knew you were going to pretty much run into a problem as soon as you went to a place called takeyouty.
It's takeyouty, and you know what the shit about the Asians is in Chinese food? They corner the market on MSG.
See, but that's the
thing.
That shit makes anything
taste good.
That's the problem that's going to upset so many of your listeners is the fact that you're subjectifying every single Asian person.
Okay.
You're saying no.
I'm saying they're
still
shit.
Doing it.
Look,
you're still
I'm
doing
saying,
it. That's
look,
just a problem.
All I'm saying is takeyouty Asians, no. Mongolian Asians, yes.
Wow.
Look, the Mongolians.
Again, that is just talking with Sam @gmail.com.
Oh, no, let's break
just
down.
Sam, no G, @gmail.com.
I don't care if I get hate mail from Asians. I'm not talking about you personally. I'm talking about the shitty Asians at they fighting. They fight. Ow!
I'm gonna.
It is so hard to do a podcast and watch this.
Hey, I'm just gonna throw this out there because I'm a consummate professional, so I'm just gonna throw this out there.
Okay.
For all of my Asian friends out there.
You are trying not to get sued.
No, I'm absolutely
not. You trying not to get sued.
I like my shit. So I'm just, you know, I just want to keep my things. And for all of my angry Asian people out there, or you don't even have to be Asian. You could know someone Asian. If you have hate mail, please send it to Just Talking with Sam.
NoG@gmail.com. Title it Angry Asians.
Angry Asian.
All I'm saying is, it's just...
And if you can't get to Sam, I didn't do it last time, so I'm going to go ahead and do it this time. Go ahead and just send me
Facebook.
Send me a email at jmclain79@hotmail.com. That again is
Why would you forward hate mail to me?
At 79@hotmail.com. The fact of the matter is you're subjectifying a whole race.
Not a whole race, just those shitty Asians at takeyouty. It's just they laugh with that flat face.
Now
it's getting racist.
Now you're really getting racist.
Now you're really getting racist.
That's the problem. It's just horrible.
It's just, it's like he gets the joke, but he's forced. It's such.
I'm just gonna say this. This is what happens when you get black folks anything.
No, it's not a black folks white thing.
After 400 years of oppression, they just feel that they can be racist.
All right, here it is. All right, now
should have never gave you niggas money.
Now maybe it's the level of plight of people got to go through to make them respectful. Like black folks, we are like white folks got it. They whatever the prize is, it is so good to be white right now.
Well, here's the thing. It's always good to be white. And yes, I am saying that it's always good to
be
white.
I'm not saying it
good
like
credit.
I want to be.
You can get a loan on time. You know, people just
let me break it down.
A chance. It's just horrible.
Let me break it down. I'm not saying I want to be white. I'm just saying they got it much easier because think about it like this. This is how I look at it. If I own a time machine, right? I own a time machine.
Right.
I could go back to any fucking time. And be white, and everything kind of works out. If I'm a black dude,
well, I will say one thing: if you were part of
I can go back to the year one, whatever the year one, and there's a table. Oh, you're white.
Well,
a table for two, right there.
Well, if you're gonna let me answer, let me go ahead. You can go back to any time, and it was horrible to be a white person. That would be if you were part of General Custer's army. At the last dance.
Now, that's bullshit. Okay, a week versus just fucking millennia of just, like, what? Black folks, we can't pass what?
Well, that was a hell of a week.
We can't pass 19... Look how bad you gotta break it down. That week, at that part of the country, at that part in time, just be away. Just lie and say you're Spanish.
But still, you know, I understand exactly what you're saying, but, you know, sometimes, you can take your race a little bit too far. Sam, you understand that. You can take your race a little bit too far. 400 years of oppression.
No, black folks can't... If I own a time machine, I can't go past 75.
So let me ask you a question. So you mean it's okay for, you know, Lionel or Leonard or whatever you say his name is...
Yeah, Leonard.
...to arrive over here in America probably on some shrimp boat or in some kind of container to work at your restaurant.
Oh, no, you're being racist.
No, I'm
container.
Just being honest. So, you know, you come to this country to have a better living for yourself to be objectified and racist against by somebody who didn't get free fucking duck sauce.
I'm saying I go there every week, man.
Every fucking week. That's just horrible.
I'm saying, look, they had their plight too. They had to like build railroads and shit. So if they owned a time machine, they could pass like the early 1900s.
Wow.
And they, like, we get it, but 400 years versus like, I don't know, 20? I mean,
So are you doing the thing where you're pretty much just taking them down a peg?
A little bit. Like, black folks, alright, black folks are lieutenant to white folks. And then, like, there's the Asians. And then, like, there's the real, like, feather Indians. And then there's the dot Indian, depending on what part of the country you in. And then there's, like, the new nigga who's the Arabs. And that's about it. That's where, I'm just saying, in the race, he can't look at me and take yowdy like he's fucking better than me. Nigga, I outrank you. I outrank you in this race game.
We're gonna take a pause for a minute, and I just wanna throw this out there again.
If
you're any race and you just realize that you've just been part of a ranking system, according to Sam, the tag letters again is just to Sam.
You, man.
NoG@gmail.com. Again, look, just talking with Sam.
Okay, alright, let's break this shit down. Black folks got here in around the 1600s. Asians got here sometime around the late 1800s, wherever that shit was going down in California, the gold rush.
Okay, here's the thing. America was started and built by immigrants, and yet it's still, you have the audacity to sit around and just destroy every race and rank them.
Yeah, black folks built more. We built more.
Okay.
Like, hold on, there's some reasons Arabs, Like Arabs get more because they're kind of like the newer, I guess, in the form of Ellis Island.
Wow.
I mean, I'm breaking down the history. I'm not shitting on Arabs or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, in the history of Ellis Island, I think they are the newer immigrants to show up to America as far as, they're the latest, I should say. I'll
agree with that.
They're the latest. So they didn't have to, we were already a world put together where they didn't really have to go through a plight.
Well, they are kind of going through a plight right now.
Oh, hell yeah. But that's not more of a race thing. That's more of a religion thing, but.
No, that's more of a race thing. That's more of a race thing.
Anyway, back to Asia.
Hey,
back to Asia.
Hold on, wait a second. Before we even get off of that.
Okay.
You know, for all of my.
The 9/11 thing.
ARAF, of course, 9/11. But anytime that you, Sam, who gets on airplanes all the time and you go,
oh my God.
Go to do your meetings and all that
stuff.
And you go straight through the airport, and then the guy can be standing directly behind you, and he happens to be air up, and they're, you know, stripping him down butt naked and pulling out the gloves.
So, you're saying, but their plight is so many groups now to help them out. There was no fucking Jesse and Al when we was going through slavery. So.
No, actually there were. They just got
loose.
They just got loose.
Well, it wasn't safe for you to say you were Jesse or Al, but back to the Asians. Look, you got here like 200 years too late for you to look at me like I'm a dumbass over some duck sauce, goddammit. That's all I'm saying.
This whole conversation is based off of you not getting free fucking duck
sauce. It's not!
I'm just throwing it out
I'm
there.
Not!
You wanted extra
I'm not
duck
pissed
sauce.
About paying for it. I'm pissed about the fact that you gotta fucking guilt me into doing some shit that you just changed.
He never changed it. He did you a favor once and just like, you know.
It wasn't a favor.
It was a favor. It was
How the fuck
free.
Is it?
It's not free.
It was free last week and now
and
it's not.
And this week I'm going to charge you. Hey, I cut you a break. You said you go there all the time. So he cut you a break the last time because you went there all the time.
Now
because you didn't get free fucking duck sauce, you know, every Asian is
It's
a,
not every Asian. Just the shit.
You know, let me count 25 cents, motherfucker.
It's not every Asian. It's the shitty Asians at Takeyaki number 2. Like, okay. You got good Asians. That's why I'm not shitting on the Mongolian barbecue.
But here's the thing. I don't have Mongolian. Asians. I have people. They are people. You're grouping all these people together. They are people.
Okay. I'm describing the people that works at Takeyaki number 2.
But it was one guy. And you're still grouping everybody together.
Just they in it on it together. Asian Everyone at Takeyaki.
Angry
don't
Asians.
Don't act like they're all not
That's
in
all
it.
Unite. I know.
Okay.
I have an Asian
okay. Excuse
in my
me.
Family
not all Asians, but the staff at Takeyaki number 2. Until I get a black dude, a white dude, give me another race.
So let me get this straight. And yes, I'm about to turn, you know, counterclockwise racist.
Okay.
So you mean to tell me if they got a black person in there that's going to give you horrible service, you'll be even happier with that? I mean, terrible service.
Look, first of all, shit. I'm kind of like at a wall right now. Okay, look. Here it is. We got a rule. It's mildly racist. Our rule is, you don't buy food from a restaurant unless one member of that ethnic group works at that place. I.e., if I want Italian food, I gotta make sure one Italian works at that place. But the rule for me is it don't work for chains. Domino's, shit like that, that shit don't matter. But in an ethnic restaurant, like your Mongolian barbecue, I'm sure one of them motherfuckers somewhere from Mongolia.
That's true.
At least one of them.
At least one.
Now, Takeyaki number 2 doesn't necessarily say the race of where they're from, but it is Chinese food, so I would expect an Asian. If I came in, I seen a bunch of brothers, I'm all for the brothers getting their job and getting their paper, but I need to know it's authentic, so where, unless you got like a Chinese mama or some shit, I really need to see a Chinese guy.
Okay, what if you go into one of these pseudo soul food restaurants and it's just all Asians in there? Then what?
Is it Korean barbecue?
No, it's not Korean.
Oh, barbecue. Well, I don't fuck with them. All right, look. This week, I haven't been eating Kobe beef.
Oh, here we go.
I had a Kobe beef hot dog.
Oh, somebody's...
Asian cut hot dog.
Oh, alert everybody, alert it. Somebody's pulling all up in it.
It's a little bougie.
Somebody's been eating Kobe
it's
beef.
It's a little bougie. I'll be the first
Kobe
to say that
beef
shit.
Hot dog.
It's the first to say that shit. I'll be bougie. But you better believe a goddamn Asian cut that damn beef. And I have no problem with him. So, it's not just widespread Asian. It's just the shitty Asians that take you out.
So let me get this straight.
Leonard. It's Leonard. Alright, it's Leonard.
Cause Leonard isn't chopping up Kobe beef in the back. You can just subject.
Oh, midgets! Sorry, folks. We are watching LFL game and they have midgets. But since Leonard isn't, I wish Leonard would chop up Kobe
now,
beef.
Wait a second. We're going to pause again for station identification. For all of my little people, which is what they like to be called. If you're
Jesus.
A little person out there in the community and you just happen to be listening to this podcast, you have alienated every race, color, creed. Next thing you're going to be talking about, you're going to be talking about people with autism. So, again, it's just talking with Sam.
Oh, goddamn.
No G.
We won't get sued.
No, I'm not saying you're going to get sued, but maybe somebody will kick your ass. It just,
you want to move on to the questions? Do you feel safe if we just move on to the questions?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I don't have any problem being safe because I just happen to be a big motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't feel like that. Look at you. My name's not in the title of this show. I feel real safe.
Show, and if you want to try, you can try to kick my ass and you'll lose.
There's okay, for the record, we are moving on to the questions, but there's no Asians outside looking for you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just hope Jackie
Chan. And it's not all Asians.
It's
just the shitty Asians at Takey Audi number 2.
But what about the guys at Takey Audi number 3 who probably hear this podcast?
I'm not talking about Takey Audi number, if there is a 3. There's a 1 somewhere.
Takey Audi number 75.
Takey Audi 12. I'm not, y'all cool. This is Takey Audi number 2. I'm not fucking with Leonard no more with the goddamn duck sauce. I'm not fucking with him. Why would I fuck with Leonard?
Well, yeah. I wouldn't eat there either after what you've been talking. You'd be surprised with this sticky food.
Shitty Asians. At Takey Audi, no, it's just so we don't get sued. Shitty Asians at Takey Audi number 2.
That's just horrible. Let's just get to the questions. Let's just move on. All
right. As always, email me your questions, comments, anything else. Shitty Asian.
Okay,
so whatever. At just talk with Sam at gmail.com. Just talk with Sam at gmail.com. You want to go from a female or you want to go male?
Doesn't really matter. We're just going to answer some questions.
Okay. All right, this one I wish you answer. This come from Lee. Lee writes, do you have a fitness regimen or workout plan? I'll let you go first. You guess and you go first.
Well, here's the thing. Fitness regimen
fitness
is
like
a workout,
you work out.
Man. This is the same thing. What'd you say that guy's name was again?
Lee.
You need a hobby. I'm just going to throw that out there to you.
Because it is a difference.
It's a difference, but it's so small of a difference
that
it doesn't even make any sense. If you get up so many times out the week
like,
and you decide to go do some kind of exercise, you can call it a fitness regimen.
Like the
you
plan,
decide,
yeah.
You know, you just change it up. You do whatever you need to do.
Now
it's nothing that serious.
Well, the plan is like, if you work on, the question was directing me, no. I hit the gym. One thing I need to get back to the gym, it ain't like, I just need to. But I want to get back to the gym. And I guess my fitness regimen is, I did the MMA thing, stint for a minute.
Oh, that was
until I got my ass kicked. Lovely. But yeah.
That was lovely.
And my MMA thing was, I guess, a regimen to fight a guy. The best way to work out every muscle in your body is to fight another human being. Or monkey.
Yeah, or,
or,
you know,
or something
or
that.
Have, or have some kind of goal. If
you need to,
if you're going to
my
fight
goal
somebody,
was
I think
not,
you work out a little bit
my
harder.
My goal was just
what?
Not to get my ass kicked. That was the goal. I didn't make that goal every time.
How did that work out for you?
I was about, I don't know, 500 in my goal. Half the time I made it, half the time I didn't. Half the time I would have scars that I have to fucking explain to people. And other time I beat the goal. What about you? Shit, you got a workout regimen?
I have a workout regimen. I just get up and I just, you know, hit the gym and I just do what I need to do to keep in some kind of decent shape. Right now I'm a little round. So, you know.
So I guess the answer to that question, Lee, is go out and fight a nigga. Where it doesn't, oh shit, since we are being racist, it doesn't necessarily be a nigga. You can choose whatever race you would like to fight and hope. Yeah, just go fight, Lee. Just go fight. Next question comes from Allie. I'm just gonna just
move on.
Tiptoe. Let's not get sued. I just had a bad experience at Take Yachty number two. That's all I'm saying.
It's just gonna be wonderful just to watch you removed from the air for something that you pay for.
I'm not gonna be removed from there.
The FCC is gonna catch on to this and say, you know what, that's just a little bit.
It's not hate speech. Let's move on. The next question comes from Allie. Allie writes, everyone is on Twitter. They're also on Facebook. And now podcasts are growing among the people. People are now getting rich off the three things I just named. So what do you think is the next big thing to get rich quick? And if you have one, what is your idea? I don't want to give up my idea. What's your idea? You got an idea?
Pretty much mine is something simple like social IM. It's going to be just beam to everybody that you know inside their cerebellum and just say, hey, this is what I'm doing right now. Hey, you know what? Yeah. I'm in the bathroom. Hey, I'm zipping down my pants. Hey, I'm taking a shit. You know, like, it's just pretty much just going to get down like that because it's just getting really, really ridiculous.
I hear that.
Please, you know what? Do me a favor. Uh-huh. Answer this question for me.
Facebook kind of...
What the hell is Twitter? Somebody please tell me what the hell is Twitter. I just don't understand.
It's Facebook for people who don't have time. It's just one big message. And I'm not going to shit on Facebook since they kind of sponsored the show.
Well, I mean, I like Facebook. I have a Facebook. I mean, I understand all the meaning of Facebook. But Twitter, it's just ridiculous. Twitter is just ridiculous. This is what I'm doing.
It's a text message.
It's just a big text message.
That's why my idea will not have anything to do with that. I'm just going to beat a dead horse.
And
reality TV, baby.
Oh God!
Reality TV.
I thought we were past this phase.
I don't want my own show. I'm gonna make my own. I'm gonna make a new one. All right. Remember, you know the success of Bridezillas, right?
Right.
You know the success. It's a very popular show. Seeing women who are about to get married lose their mind week after week, right?
Right.
I'm finna piggyback off that success. Ready for this? Ready for this?
I don't think
podcast audience, don't steal this shit. Patent this pending, goddammit. You ready?
Yes.
Corpzilla. You don't have to get married to live your life, but goddammit, you do have to die. And since you gotta die, this is how my funeral is gonna be. Oh yeah! And then at the end of the show, right? You see the guy or woman. See, I don't discriminate. See, this man or woman can sit down and you see a react 30 minutes of them planning their own funeral. And you get all the bells and whistles just like Bridezillas. Just like you get a but then at the end of the show, right? At the end of the show, after you plan the shit, after you scream at people and say, God damn it, I want Earth, Wind, and Fire at my funeral singing. You ready for this?
Yes.
You get a dry run of your old. Run of everything you put together. Oh man, I would be on that show.
Oh no,
Corpzilla.
Corpzilla.
Corpzilla. Get this shit. Get this shit. Okay, when I die. Yeah, fuck it. Right, when I die, goddammit, I want a solid fucking gold casket. Gold and like a wood grain, some type of wood, some type of like cherry wood, right? And you know how people like, I want to be cremated, I want to be this. I want a fucking tombstone. I need to leave my mark on this planet. Something that says, I was here, goddammit, from this year to this year. And then after that, I want my tombstone built and it looks like a statue of me. And it's me doing like a regular pose. None too gaudy. Just me standing around. Hey, how's it going? And, you know, some even dumb. I'm listening to like an iPod. But here's the thing. I want fucking solar panels on that iPod. And I want a playlist of all of my favorite songs through life.
Oh God.
And you can actually figure out what place he was in his life through this playlist that I would pick, goddammit. and since it's on solar panels, it will play continuously until there's no goddamn sun. Until there's no sun. I want bums and like just people who in the graveyard. God damn. That's a kick ass funeral. Just imagine, you're at the funeral, everybody crying. Oh, here's another thing I want at my funeral. I want a celebrity at my funeral just to be there. Just someone who has no connection to me and just cry on command. I want two. Fuck that. I want two. I want someone. Okay, here's where I go. Here's where I go. First celebrity I want at my funeral, or celebrity type that I should have no connection with, I want a nigga like Jerry Seinfeld. So in the middle of the fucking eulogy, someone look over. Man, I don't miss Sam. I don't miss him. Man, it ain't gonna be the same without Sam. Is that Jerry Seinfeld? When the fuck did Sam be Jerry Seinfeld? Ready for this? Second celebrity. Gotta be a female, right? I need whatever is the new hot chick or the new whore.
Okay.
I guess.
The new media whore.
The new media whore. So I guess if we're going by this time, it would be like Nicki Minaj, just to fuck with my wife a little bit. I want Nicki Minaj just to walk up to my casket and like do that kiss where they kiss their hand and then they put it on my mouth and then they walk away sobbing. Just to fuck with the people there. Just like, wait.
You would be the first person to get burned in their casket.
Not only does Sam know Jerry Seinfeld, who's here, where the fuck did he have time to meet Nicki Minaj? Goddamn. Wow. What don't we know about this shit? And then I want, like, you know how they tell stories about you and shit like that? And all the stories are going to be good, and people got to bullshit you even if they like you and love you. So I want a designated hater at my funeral, just so everyone can kick him or her out. Just a fuck you. You didn't know Sam. You didn't know how he was. Like they're telling stories. Like, hey, remember when Sam hosted a podcast? Or remember when Sam graduated? That was a good time. And I just want this designated hater to just show up. You know, Sam shitted on himself when he died. Just someone who says the most hateful shit about me. Just, hey. You know Sam used to jerk off the grandma porn?
Wow.
It just try to hold me, and I just want my family as a collective group just to, I know Samuel, and you goddammit are not speaking of Samuel. I curse you and I hope you die.
Wow, did you have to hit that one like that?
A little bit.
Okay.
I want so much.
We all know who that is.
Oh yeah. And I want so much hate. Well, he's the designated hater,
yeah,
so
yeah, it's his job.
It's his job. It's his job to just be like, you know what? Fuck this whole ass nigga coming in here. You don't know Sam. And then I'm gonna have a dry run at my funeral.
Wow.
Oh, and last thing. I know I'm asking a lot, but since fuck it, it's,
this will be the most entertaining funeral I think.
It's Corpzilla. It's every week, and Corpzilla. You know what I want with Corpzilla is my body's, you know, the soul and shit leaves. So, it's my body. I don't give a fuck what y'all do with it. So I want those guys from LucasArts, you know, the niggas who made the Star Wars movies.
Right.
And give my body like 85 points of articulation and all the robotic shit. So someone in the back of the, of the show could actually control my body via remote control.
Wow.
And I'm up and I'm hugging everyone. And as they walk in, and then when it's time for the funeral to start, the body walks in the casket and just says, "All right, y'all." And then it just,
so let me get this straight. You want your body to greet people as they come in to mourn for you.
Yes.
That's the most ridiculous thing.
Thanks for coming out, dog. Thanks for coming out, dog.
In all honesty, I think I would just really keep it simple. You know, that's the standard.
What's your Corpzilla?
No, I'm just
what's
saying,
your Corpzilla?
My Corpzilla, that episode would be so boring until the end, because I honestly don't care. So, you know, go ahead and just get me ready, get me prepped and buried and everything else like that. But,
mm-hmm.
What I would love to do,
mm-hmm.
is just record video of myself saying random things, and then I want a TV monitor put into my tombstone with a little sensor.
Oh, okay.
So every time somebody walks past my tombstone, it just says the most random shit.
Oh, it just says shit you said.
Yes, yeah, like it's like a. You know, the door at the supermarket, when you step
oh,
up,
yeah, 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 yeah.
It just opens up. So when you're walking past, hey, keep it quiet in here. Dead people. Just something really, really.
But what if they take comments from, are you going to do the comments, or are they just taking random comments?
No, I'm going to do the video.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Because if they take random comments of you.
So it's me. So, you know.
I wouldn't ask for that.
No, I would. Cause, I like, would. Here's the thing. Somebody's walking past my tombstone, and they're sobbing, and they're weaving, you know, they're just bawling and all upset. And then as soon as they walk past my tombstone, it says, hey, buddy, fuck you.
Well, I'm glad you could do that, because if I ask for that, they're taking all their comments from this show. Fuck Asians! This is shitty Asians!
Again, to all of the Asian people shit. Out there.
We are not going to get sued.
Any race, color, or creed, please send your complaints.
If you're just angry.
If you're just angry, just send a message to justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Or if you can't reach Just Talking With Sam, you can always reach me personally at Jay McClain, JMCCLAIN79@hotmail.com. Again, that is JMCCLAIN79@hotmail.com.
Oh man, Corpzilla be great. So y'all don't steal that. I think
if there's any hot chicks out there, you can Facebook me.
Did we answer Allie's question?
You know what?
I think we did. Corpzilla, we got on our own thing for a second.
You know, we got on our own thing.
Oh man.
Be careful what you ask, Alex. You gotta be careful.
Corpzilla.
You never know what you're gonna get around here.
Corpzilla would, oh my god. Just think, if I pick my other celebrity, what is my celebrity is like? Somehow.
I would pick somebody that nobody believes
I know.
Even know. Like,
you know what? Jerry Seinfeld!
You know what? I tell you what, instead of Jerry Seinfeld, just have Barack Obama. Just show up.
Oh, I don't think I get Barack.
Oh, man.
I don't think I get Barack.
I'm just saying, if it's any way possible, just last request. I mean, like, he's the president. Oh, he can do anything. He's like Superman.
You know what I get? I would do, you know what I would do? I would get, like, Tom Brady and just have him, like, throwing beers at the wake. They're like, hey, can I get it? I don't know, I drink Captain Morgan. Hey, let me get one of those Sam Adams. You got it, buddy. And just ripping that shit like 90 miles per hour.
Wow.
Or, since you brought up Barack Obama, let's say something like really fucked up happened to me, and I like died at like an acid funeral, or like I got battery acid died, and something fucked up where you couldn't see me, and it's a closed casket funeral. I want the picture of me to be a mock of Barack. You ever seen that? Where it's like red and blue, and it says, yes, we can. I want a big picture of me pointing at it. It's still red and blue, and it says, no, you can't. I want the direct opposite of what this motherfucker got. So it's a face picture of me. It says, I think it says, like, hope and change, and there's another one that says, like, yes, we can. I want one pointing at you at my funeral. No, you can't.
Wow.
That's a Corpzilla. And I will have a dry run. I get a dry run where I personally lay in the casket when that happened. Oh my god. Alright, next question. Next question. Shit, Allie, we answer your shit in depth.
In depth.
Corpzilla, goddammit. Shit. Let's go to a dude. No, I want to hit this one. Isis is another female. She just writes, Bridalplasty, Inez Saints, thoughts, ? She hit two different subjects. Which one you want to take first? You know what bridalplasty is?
No clue. All
right. Bridalplasty is a show where it's a new reality show where the women compete. It's like a group of three women. They compete, and the winner gets plastic surgery right before their wedding.
Who wants that? I mean, honestly.
Oh, my God.
See, you know what? I think the weddings now are starting to get out of control if they have to go to that level. Because if you're a, who's thinking about the husband?
Oh my God.
Who wants that? Who wants that?
You know what I think?
You can't touch me because I'm still sore.
Hold on. Wait. I think you're asking the wrong question. Question with blyoplasty is, what is so fucked up with you? What is the unfuckable quality you have with you that just, okay, you gotta get this removed. Like, okay, check it. It's like, remember the girl from the movie Total Recall?
Yes.
Like, every girl in there had, they was cute, but they all had like some unfuckable quality.
Feature.
It's like, okay, I got bomb ass titties, but I have webbed feet. Or there's something wrong with you. Like, okay, you can be a total dime piece, but you got a mole that looks like a middle figure right by your nose.
You know what? I'm just gonna get on a really reality based answer for that.
Bridoplasty.
You know, here's the thing: if you have to go get
bridoplasty
to make yourself love yourself, you have enough issues where you really shouldn't be getting married.
Maybe you're doing it for the guy.
Not doing it for the guy because he, you know, what guy says, yes, I'll marry you, but you have to get bridoplasty first. I mean, like, no
guy. A guy with sense.
No, I'm just.
What if you woke up next? All right. She got the greatest body in the world. But it looks like it looks like she's Leon Spinks. Just her face is just squished up and awful.
But I mean, like, you know, and I hate to sound like a hopeless romantic, but the fact of the matter is, if a guy cares enough about her and he loves her enough, you know, that's the reason why he proposed marriage. I don't think that any guy is out there saying, yeah, I'll marry you and, you know, we gotta get plastic surgery because, you know, before I say I do. I mean, like, you shouldn't be getting married.
Okay.
I think that this is all of the women. I think this is just a woman's idea. Hey, I have to have the perfect wedding and to make the most perfect wedding, I have to look perfect. And I kind of think that that's what it goes.
But don't you think if they had something like really fucked up, you get it changed?
Here's the thing, if you care for her, I mean, like, you asked to marry her. I mean, honestly, if you asked to marry her.
Okay, you know, so what do you do with the bridoplasty when you win it from the show? What would you do with it if that's the way you feel?
Well, what you would do with it, you save it till, you know, hey, a little bit down the road, maybe you have a couple kids and, hey, you want a tummy tuck or something else like that. I mean, like.
Well, you have that acid funeral I was just talking about.
Well, here's the thing, you know, in all honesty, if you got a great guy. But you feel that you need plastic surgery and he married you without the plastic surgery, I think you can do a little bit better because you're going to try to look better, so you're going to try to do better. That's just the way I honestly feel.
All I'm saying, bridoplasty, that's my thoughts on it. I really don't know. But the next question, she said, Ina Saint. Remember her from earlier this week? Nah, I ranted about this woman. Ina Saint.
Okay.
Or Sands. Or Inez Sands.
Inez Sands, but refresh my memory. Alright.
Inez Sands is the reporter who goes into the Jets locker room, who's wearing all that show me ass shit and wearing all this hot stuff. You walk into the Jets locker room and then you got mad because someone looked at you.
Okay.
And said,
I know exactly
and
what
you're
talking about.
Man, my whole thought about her. You don't go into the Jets locker room. Alright, I'm not in any football team locker room. Wearing what you wearing. You market yourself as this, I'm the sexiest anchor out there. And then you go in there, hey guys, who has the biggest muscles? Okay, now I want to get serious. And you walking in the locker room with a bunch of alpha men. Granted, she did look okay. She did look the part. You walking in the locker room with alpha males. These guys, all they know is hitting someone so fucking hard and going to fucking cheerleader right after that. And then you walk in the locker room, hey guys, who has the biggest muscles? No! And you got offended because somebody looked at what you was wearing. Like, hey girl, you look cute.
Well, here's the thing. It's the fact of the matter is, you have to realize, you know, kind of an expert with football. You're going into a situation where all of these guys are, you know, competitive by nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in a game for competition. And you mean to tell me you don't have enough self-esteem to realize that you're going into this kind of situation, someone may say something that upsets you. You need to quit your job. Inez Saint needs to quit her job if she's going to get just.
And it wasn't a big deal.
It's not a big deal. You're walking into a locker room, these guys are half naked. First of all, you're not naked.
Yeah.
Then you turn around and you're getting upset.
And somebody looking at you
naked because you have on something, you know,
you
attractive.
I mean, it's like, you're a locker room.
It's a locker room. Either you're going to be able to handle the heat or you're going to get out the kitchen.
That's somebody say something to her, hey, girl, you look cute. Now you want to bitch about it. You can't do that shit.
You can't do that. This is for every woman out there in the world that's getting ready.
Let me try that shit.
Industry. Hey, if you're going to do something like that and there's going to be men there or so on and so forth, you need to get your self-esteem in check before you even walk into
it. Let me try that shit. I would love. Okay, we would watch LFL, Lingerie Football League. Let me walk into the Lingerie Football League locker room with some nut huggers. Some real tight pants, a spandex jock strap that's pink, and an arrow point that says party down here on my t-shirt. And I just walk in. Now you take me seriously as a journalist, ladies.
It's never gonna fly.
Don't pay attention to the bulging cock and pink spandex right now.
It's never gonna fly. You're not going to be taken seriously. Somehow, with all of this awesome stuff, because that's what it is. It's association from women in sports. And
you know what's fucked up? Pam Oliver doesn't do dumb shit like that.
No, she doesn't. Pam Oliver does this day in and day out, goes in and something like that. And somebody says, hey, she's cute.
They're like, all right, thanks.
And she said, okay, thanks. And she just leaves the locker room and just handles her business.
And you know what's fucked up?
You know, she just stays on the sideline.
Pam Oliver is more attractive than Inez Saints.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see Pam Oliver wear the shit that Inez Saints was wearing.
But.
Never going to happen.
But here's the thing. Just, you know, like, different. I'm not being racist. Again, I'm not being racist. But the thing about it is, Inez Saints comes from a different country.
Mexico, yeah.
It's Mexico. She comes from a different country. Maybe, just maybe, you know, they do things a little bit differently, and she just...
Hold on. I would like to be racist, and I would like to... Okay. I'm going to give the counterpoint.
I would like to be racist,
and I would imagine you're coming from Mexico. These dirty spinks. No. Oh, wait.
Wow, did you just say dirty spinks?
You think they treat her with some respect?
No. They probably
slap her on the ass.
That's all I'm saying. You know, you gotta be careful. The Vatos, they just like brothers.
I'm not throwing it out there.
You just said dirty spinks.
Okay, I say nigga on the show all the time.
Yeah, but you're black.
Okay. You think they keep calling each other spinks? No, they don't.
No, they don't.
My point is, you think these motherfuckers, what country you are, where you come from, is an alpha male country, and they're coming at you, they're probably slapping you on the ass in their locker rooms. It's a reason she's here. She had to escape that shit. Where, Colombia somewhere, she go in the locker room, try to be serious and shit, they're slapping her on her ass. Get out of here, Inez! And probably jerking themselves off. You want a little bit of this, mommy? You want a little? Of course not! You left for a reason, man!
But she still works down there. She just came to interview the Saints in regards to Mark Sanchez.
Okay, Mark Sanchez, my point exactly. You left for a reason, and you market yourself as the most attractive woman in
sports media. Basically.
In sports media, yeah. I forget the exact title, but you think these a more alpha male determined? You got me apologizing and shit on the show. Now I think about it, like, oh, well, I'm sorry, I don't mean to, but you look. We offend everyone on the show.
Of course.
I don't know if you are not going to get sued.
No.
All I'm saying is, Inez...
Because I go back and work the board.
Of course you should. But here's what happens with Inez. She's trying to get that Dancing with the Stars deal. Because it happened with that other reporter.
So let me get this straight. Do you think that she fabricated a story?
Oh, hell yeah!
Just to get some hype.
Just to get some hype.
Wow. That's...
Because remember that other girl...
You know what? Honestly, you do have a point now that I think
Who legitimately... God, what was the other reporter?
I forget her name.
And she was taking her clothes off in a hotel.
Yeah.
And somebody was taking pictures
exactly
on her.
Who you're talking about.
Next year,
she's hotel. Yeah.
She's on Dancing with the Stars. So this is her trying to get her last little piece of fame, and she's trying to. This is her get out of Mexico card. Shit. Do we even have time for another question? No, we don't.
Wow.
So we finna wrap this up of what we learned. First thing we learned, Just Talk With Self is an equal opportunity racist show.
I guess so.
We shit on everybody. And today was the Asians' turn and possibly Mexicans. Depending on when you listen to the show.
All angry nations out there in the world, unite and send your hate mail to Just Talking With Sam, no G,
at
gmail.com.
We also they're not going to say shit to you.
I'm telling you, they're going to send it to
me. They're not going to say shit to you.
They're going to send it to me, and I'm going to forward it over to you because I got some.
The only thing they're going to say to you is just like, oh, well, we're glad you're talking more, and thank you for kind of policing Sam.
I'm trying to police Sam, but it's a 24-hour day job.
Like, I can't do this shit when I'm on the board.
I'm working the board. I'm playing co-host. I'm playing bodyguard when we go out somewhere. It's just a 24-hour.
Look, job. It's not all Asians. Takey Audi sucks. That's another thing we learned.
Takey Audi. I told you before. You got
Takey Audi number two. Hey, sorry. Takey Audi number two.
I'm telling you, you got yourself in trouble when you decided to go to a restaurant called Takey Audi.
I like, they used to be cool. I think I'm gonna go to, they're all named cryptic shit like Lucky Fountain. And there is a Lucky Fountain.
Yeah, absolutely.
So before we shit on anyone else, we're just gonna wrap this up. You got any plugs or anything you want
to
give up?
No shameless plugs. Just send your hate mail over to me. Not forward it over to Sam at jmclain79@hotmail.com.
And as always,
you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. Send your hate mail. Send your, you know, I love you mail, whatever, you know, your fan mail or anything else like that. I'm going to work the board where
it's safe. I'm going to work the board where it's safe.
Where it's safe. Where it's safe. It's just, you know,
and I'm Sam. We here. Another show. Always email me any questions, comments, hate mail, regular mail, whatever. Just Talking With Sam @gmail.com. No G in talking. And that's a podcast. I will see y'all next week.